Psalms 9 and 10, well, they've been a pretty heavy journey. Questions, injustice, raw emotion. But then comes verse 16 in chapter 10. The Lord is King forever and ever, and the nations perish from His land. That one sentence changes everything. The wicked might feel untouchable. The systems of the world may seem unbeatable. But David is reminding us of the real headline, the Lord reigns. And He doesn't just reign for a term, not for just a generation, but forever and ever. And those nations, the ones who strutted around in arrogance and mocked God and crushed the weak, they vanish, just like that. Because when God rises up, no amount of money or muscle or media can hold back His justice. So this verse invites us to lift our eyes. Don't just focus on the immediate headlines, but look higher, look further. The Lord is still on the throne. So whatever you're facing, know this. Your king hasn't been dethroned, and he never will be. Here's some ways that you can pray about this today. King Jesus, reign in my heart like you reign over the world. Help me live today like you are already victorious as you are. Thank you that evil has an expiration date, but that you do not. Here are two peoples that you can be praying for. Doug and Diane Lee are missionaries in the Philippines. And also be praying for the people of Tanzania as they hear the Insigne Life Word broadcast.